The United Nations has declared 2015 the International Year of Soils, so it was appropriate that the first Soil Health Summit, held by the Soil Health Partnership, occurred last week in St. Louis. The partnership officially kicked off less than a year ago at the 2014 Commodity Classic, and Nick Gazer with the National Corn Growers Association says they've accomplished a great deal in that time.
First and foremost, the launch almost a year ago in February of 2014, launching the Soil Health Partnership. The idea for the Soil Health Partnership started in 2011. So within 3 years, we came to the point where we could launch the Soil Health Partnership. Along with that, we've also had the enrollment for demonstration farm sites across the Midwest, enrolling 20 farmers within the project. This project wouldn't be what it is without the farmers involved in the project. From there, we received a conservation innovation grant through the USDA NRCS, and that's been incredibly supportive to the project to provide funds to help move us forward.
The partnership, which is administered by NCGA and was started with funding by Monsanto and the Walton Family Foundation, has also put together a distinguished scientific advisory panel, which includes representatives from universities, partner organizations, and USDA. Dr. Wayne Honeycutt, Deputy Chief for Science and Technology with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, is a strong believer in the value of partnerships, especially when it comes to improving the health of our nation's soils.
It's just more than what one individual entity, government or private, could do by themselves. And what's really exciting, though, is that not only is it needed, but all these different groups are standing up and going locking arm in arm to work together. And quite frankly, some of these entities are those that you would necessarily think that you would ever use in the same sentence together. But it's environmental groups, chemical groups, and government groups and private groups and foundations. There's been kind of a collective recognition that by focusing on soil health gives us a fighting chance not only at being able to grow all this food for this burgeoning population, but to be able to also and address so many of our most pressing natural resources needs. It allows us to improve water quality, provide like habitat for pollinators. It just allows us to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, increase carbon sequestration, and it helps keep farmers profitable.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.